Phoenix's grid system is iconic, as are the luxury homes dotting hillsides around the valley. Turns out, both these features can be traced back to a federal land policy in the early 1900s. For our Q&AZ reporting series, KJZZ's Claire Caulfield reports.
Before Arizona was even a state, the federal government divided a map of the Salt River Valley into a giant grid and began selling off blocks of land to homesteaders.
You might turn out you got a great square that had a canal that went by and you could farm it. Other people found out they ended up with a hill.
That's Christopher DePero, who works for Phoenix's Planning and Development Department. Those blocks are also why Phoenix streets are on a grid system. Roads were built along the predetermined property lines. Most of the hillsides remained privately held but undeveloped for decades until the population boom of the 50s and 60s. As homes began popping up on hillsides, a conservation movement mobilized to purchase the land and donate it to the city.
The struggle through most of the 20th century has been getting that back for public use.
There are still some privately held lots with sweeping valley views. They just often come with a steep price tag. Claire Caulfield, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And thank you to KJZZ listener Mary for asking us about hillside properties. You can ask your own question at qaz.kjzz.org.